Hey, it's Graham here from ConfidentMan.net, and today I have another special guest with me. His name is Jack D. Serrano from Date Masters, and he's an expert in helping guys find and meet high-quality women, with an emphasis on the high quality. So I'm very interested to hear what it is that he has to say, because I know this is something I'm interested in and a lot of other guys I talk to are struggling with. So welcome, Jack.
Yeah, thank you, Graham. Thanks for having me on. Hopefully we got a lot of really high quality stuff that your guys can use. I think we got a lot of good stuff for you.
So can you tell me, Jack, how did you get into helping guys find and meet high quality women? What's your story?
Yeah, so for me, really, everything got started because I would be out and I'd be out in my daily life and I would see beautiful women. You know, anyone who's been to a big city, you walk outside your door and you'll see beautiful women. And for me at the time, I knew that I wanted to date a lot of women, and I knew that I wanted to find a really, really great woman eventually. And I didn't really know how to do it. So I was, not only did I not know how to do it, I didn't even know if I could. I had the fear and the anxiety that I think a lot of guys have experienced. And so what happened for me was I started going out. I realized that I've got to start taking action. If I want to get this part of my life handled, it's not just going to happen to me. I've got to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And so what happened is I started going out and I started meeting lots and lots of women. I started approaching women as much as I could, taking as much action as possible, and just testing really to see what works and what doesn't. Keeping statistics, making improvements every single day. And that's what led to where I'm at now, where I realized that if guys can take action, they can go from where they are now to where they want to be. And mm-hmm. So what happened to me was I started realizing that as I went out and I was approaching more and more women, I found that as I stopped trying to persuade girls to like me, as I stopped trying to convince girls to like me, and I only focused on finding those girls who there was already that natural chemistry, the girls who we already had that connection. I didn't have to build anything. I didn't have to persuade her to like me. I found that I started being able to date a lot more and a lot higher quality women. Not only that, but it was also easier. Uh-huh. It was a lot less challenging. The girls were higher quality and they were just more enjoyable in my dating life. It was easier to be relaxed and confident without even having to try, because I was finding these high quality women who really did like me for who I was, rather than trying to persuade girls to like me. I was finding ones who this natural chemistry already existed. And so then I got together with a good group of guys, and we started testing this all over the world and finding out that what we're doing works for other guys too. And so not based on theory or evolutionary or pop psychology stuff, but finding out that it works based on the stats and based on reality. And so, yeah, for me, I really got into it because I realized that there is a chance for us to really help guys out and go from, you know, having this fear and this frustration and the lack of confidence to being able to have really exciting dating lives with really high quality women.
Uh-huh. So from what you're saying, this went from something where you described like starting off with a lot of fear and anxiety and not knowing what to do to something that is actually fun now.
Oh, for me, it's absolutely fun because I can walk out my door, and I do every single day, and it's really exciting to know that at any moment you might meet the woman of your dreams. And not only do you possibly have the chance to meet her, but you know exactly what to do to approach her, to meet her. And if she is the right girl, if she is that really high quality woman with the good looks and has a lot going for her outside of that, then you know what to do, to how to date her and enjoy a really happy and fulfilling dating life that way.
Mm-hmm. So let me take you back a step to something you said before. It sounds as though there was a moment at which you realized that if you actually stopped persuading women to like you, that this whole thing became a lot easier. And that sounds contradictory to a lot of stuff that I've read in other dating guides, which are all about routines, what to say, pickup lines, how to demonstrations of higher value, all this stuff about building attraction and trying to hook her into you. And you're almost saying that you just realized that that wasn't the way to go.
Right. You're right. A lot of the dating advice out there is, it's all about, how do I make the girl like me? How do I show her my value so that she'll start to like me? And what I found was, there's a lot of girls out there who already like me from the very beginning. And whenever I would meet these girls, things would click. I didn't have to worry about what to say, what to do, because there was already this natural chemistry. And I found that when there was this natural chemistry, and I tried to do this persuasion, the whole pickup line kind of thing, that would mess up the natural chemistry that was already there. I think, like, if you're with if you can imagine, just think back to a time whenever you're with a friend, maybe a childhood friend, and you're sitting around with that person. And you've grown up together, so you're comfortable with each other, and you guys make each other laugh with whatever, with just random jokes, and you don't have to think about it, you don't have to worry about it, and you don't have to persuade that childhood friend to like you. You don't have to convince that person to like you, because that natural chemistry is already there, that natural bond's already there. And if you were to try to go to that childhood friend and try to convince them, hey, you should like me because look at how much value I have, that throws in a whole bunch of awkward, weird tension into the mix that isn't even necessary. And so I found that with women, this was really true. There's a certain percentage of women out there who are looking for a guy like me, and we found this to be true for other guys too. There's really, really beautiful women out there who are looking for guys if the guys are looking for them.
So it's really more about a matter of the guy trying to screen the girls and find out which of the girls are interested in them than it is to try and make any arbitrary girl they come across interested.
Absolutely, because I found that doing it this way allows us to be straightforward with women, because we're able to accept a no for an answer. Because I can approach a girl and I can say, hi, what's your name? And if she ignores me, or if she engages me in a conversation, I'm completely fine with both. Because all I want to know is, she open to the conversation? Is she interested, or is she not? And this really, what we've found is that it gives guys kind of a freedom to relax and to approach a woman in a confident way, that if they're worried and if they have this anxiety about trying to convince her to like them, the guys lose a lot of what makes them attractive to a good number of women.
Got
And
it.
so we, yeah, and so we show guys, and really our big focus is on helping guys realize that there are girls out there that already like you. And a lot of them are really beautiful, really high quality women. And so this really removes a lot of everything that the dating advice says is difficult. This gets rid of a lot of it and focuses only on what makes it good.
Right. So I get that once you're in this headspace and I guess once you've got some experience of this, you realize that there really are a lot of women out there that are interested in you, whoever you are. It's just a matter of finding them. But until you get to that point, it can be a real challenge when you're walking around thinking, oh, women don't seem to like me. I don't understand why. And when I get no for an answer, it becomes a real devastating kind of blow. So how do guys get out of that state and into what you describe, where it's just a matter of finding the women that are interested in them?
Yeah, that's a really good point, because there are a lot of guys, especially guys who are just getting started, they might not have that experience of having a lot of success. It's easy for me to sit here and say, oh, I know a lot of girls like me because I've had this experience, and it's a completely different thing for another guy who maybe has never even talked to a girl in his life, say, well, that doesn't really, I don't know about that. That guys to do, and what we urge guys to do, is take action. Take action and go out and start meeting women.
So any
Start
women, any particular women, or just women anywhere?
meeting any and every woman you find attractive. So if a guy, even if a guy is just starting out, start approaching women that you find attractive. And as you do this, you'll start to build this core ability to go out and push yourself, and you build this competence. And then as you begin to go out more and more and talk to more and more women, you start building this database of lived experience to where you don't have to pretend to be confident. You don't have to tell yourself you're confident. You know, that dating advice, the unspecific dating advice, just be confident. Uh-huh. You'll get, but it doesn't tell guys what to do. So we tell guys, go out and approach more and more women every day. And you start to build this experience. You start, simply because you're taking the actions necessary, you start to build this experience, and the confidence comes from that experience. So don't wait until you're confident to start meeting women. Go out and start meeting women, and then you'll be able to build that confidence that's going to give you success.
Uh-huh. So if you lack the confidence to start with, the way you build confidence is by actually taking action to get past that fear, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's all very well when it goes well, like when the woman that the guy goes and approaches is receptive. But what about when he hits the, you know, the bitch shield or the whatever you want to call it, or she's not the one that's interested, or and he gets a no?
When we're going out and we're approaching girls, not trying to persuade them to like us, simply identifying, is this girl into me or not? Then we can go up to a girl and say, hi, what's your name? And we usually do this out on the streets and coffee shops, bookstores, places like that. Bars and clubs, you can also do it there. And so we approach with a simple, hi, what's your name? And if she ignores us, that's good. We go on to the next girl. We don't try to get past her resistance. We don't try to convince her to talk to us anymore, because we see that as her politely saying, no, I'm not interested. For whatever reason, it might be she's got something going on in her life. She might not be interested in our type, and that's fine. Because we know that as we go out and we meet so many women every day, that there are women who are willing to talk to us, who like us. And so we don't try to plow through the bitch shield. We don't try to get her to talk to us if she's not willing to talk to us. Because the fact of the matter is, if it was Brad Pitt, she'd talk to him. It's not that, you know, there's anything wrong with us. It's just not her cup of tea. And there are girls who, when they look at us, will right away think, that might be the guy. And they'll engage us in a conversation. And so we're not worried about the girls who don't like us. We focus on finding girls who we share that chemistry with. Because if it's not there, if the chemistry is not there, it's too much stress, too much effort, and too much of a waste of time for us to try to create it whenever it's already there with so many other high quality women.
Uh-huh. So it's really just like move on.
It really is. I mean, I think that's being able to accept no as an answer is one of the best skills that a guy can develop.
Yeah, I totally get that. And how do you develop that?
Well, by going out and talking to lots and lots of women every single day. I mean, there will be days, we've had days where you can go out and you'll say hi to 30 women in a day and none of them talk to you.
Uh-huh.
And whenever you're in the persuasion mindset, whenever you're trying to convince girls to like you, your goal is to get her to talk to you. And so if she doesn't, it feels like a failure. Oh, I wanted her to talk to me, but she didn't. And that's a failure. And so we move away from that and start moving towards, I want to know, does she like me or does she not? And if she ignores me, we've successfully identified, oh, okay, she's not interested. Cool. That was a success. I did everything right. We can't control what the girl does. We can only control what we do. And so we say, hi, what's your name? And if she wants to talk to us, great, we talk to her. If she doesn't want to talk to us, great, we've successfully identified a girl who's not worth our time.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hearing a big mindset shift here from how can I get this girl to like me to how can I find out if she likes me or not. And either way it goes, you've succeeded because you get an answer to that question, right?
Yes, and that's one aspect of it. on one layer, yes, it's always a success. And this is what really removes a lot of the anxiety that a lot of guys have about fear of approaching women. Oh, what do I say? What if she doesn't like me? What if I say something wrong? What if I mess up? This in itself, and there's a lot of other parts to it, so we'll stay focused on this.
Mm-hmm.
This in itself removes a lot of the fear and anxiety from guys as they go out and do it every single day. And as they start using this mindset to take action.
Mm. It's like you're just doing a survey. You're just like finding out, you know, does she like me?
It really is. And it really is a simple concept. And that's what is difficult. That's not what's difficult, but that's what a lot of guys tell us whenever they take our seminars, is that it's really, really simple. And the key then is it's not necessarily easy. So they have to go out and they have to do it. They have to take the action. So it may be simple, but that's still not going to replace the fact that you have to go out and you have to do the work and you have to go out and meet these women.
Yeah.
Because there's guys looking for guys like us, or there's girls looking for guys like us. I mean, no girl wakes up in the morning and says, oh, I don't meet the man of my dreams today. That doesn't happen. Girls and guys have been getting together for as long as I can remember. And we just have to find those situations where it's already happening.
Uh-huh. So part of me is thinking, like, is it really that simple? Because, like, oh, I was planning to interview you for an hour, and it's only been about 20 minutes, and you're just saying all you got to do is walk up and say, hi, what's your name, and then work out if she likes you or not. If she doesn't like you, you move on to the next girl.
So it really is this simple, and then what happens is, because of the endless variety of situations that guys can find themselves in, because of the different issues that guys are dealing with, because not all of us are coming from the same background, same situation, it can expand beyond that. And so some guys, we say, yeah, just go talk to a bunch of women and see if they like you, and they can go and do it like that. Mm-hmm. We just point them in the right direction and they go. Other guys will say, yeah, go approach these women, say, hi, what's your name? And now we start getting other issues, where they make excuses about why they can't go talk to her. And they start giving us all of the list of excuses for why they can't talk to her, why they shouldn't. And so now the issue isn't the taking action. The issue is getting past this roadblock of the bullshit excuses that are preventing them from taking action.
Got it. So let's talk about some of those. What are some of the excuses that you hear from guys that are, you know, refraining from implementing this very simple strategy?
We call this in our training course, The Revolution, we call it the bullshit excuse. This is any number of usually they sound really rational.
Mm-hmm.
And any number of rational sounding reasons, excuses, why they can't or why they shouldn't or why they won't go talk to a girl. So if you're sitting in a coffee shop and you look over and you see a pretty girl sitting there, she's reading a book, and you're sitting maybe on your computer doing some work, you look over and she's gorgeous, you want to talk to her. Then the bullshit excuse pops in and says, oh, but she's reading a book, I probably shouldn't go talk to her. Or, I don't know, I'm kind of busy with my work, so yeah, I'm not going to go talk to her. Or I can't go talk to her in a cafe. There's all these people around, and what if they look at me funny, or what if I say something wrong? These are all the bullshit excuses. And so what we do is we help guys find strategies for consistently dissolving these excuses.
Mm-hmm.
We find that as you're taking action every single day and you're consistently making a point of dissolving these excuses and taking action, despite the fact you have this excuse, despite the fact that guys have this excuse, taking action anyways, it gets to the point where the excuses stop coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The excuses stop reappearing. And they're always there. And that's why we need strategies to get past them. But I can go out now. We have guys recently, after they've been doing this for a while, where they'll see just an absolutely stunning woman walk by, and they'll look at the girl, and maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, even a few months ago, that guy, our guy, would have just kept his head ducked down and, you know, scurried on by because he was too scared to talk to her, making excuses. And now he'll look at her and he'll instantly start walking up to her to approach her because he can't think of any excuses. He can try and he still can't think of any.
The full interview is available as part of the Confident Man program at confidentman.net/program.